Beginning of disc 3 of 3.
Section G. Services. Q period. How can services help me? A period. Services programs may be able to help you and slash or your family with getting child care, placing a child in foster care or placing a child for adoption, budget problems, family abuse problems, open parenthesis, child abuse and domestic violence, close parenthesis, children's behavior, safely keeping families together,
preventing removal of a child from my home.
Besides these, there are other ways that services may be able to help you and slash or your family. They are described in the rest of the services section. Q period. How do I apply for services? A period. If you live outside of New York City,
call or visit your local Department of Social Services
and ask for an application package. If you live in New York City,
call or visit your local income support slash job center
or look for the Human Resources Administration, open parenthesis, HRA, close parenthesis, Administration for Children's Services, open parenthesis, ACS, close parenthesis,
in the government pages of a telephone book for your borough.
Call the number listed for the type of help you need. Q period. What services can I get? A period. You can get or apply for the following services. 1. Child care services to help families who need care and supervision for their children. Children may get child care if the parent in a single-parent household or both parents in a two-parent household are sick or disabled, looking for a job, taking part in an education, job training, or employment program which has been approved by the local Department of Social Services, taking part in a substance abuse treatment program, receiving domestic violence services, working due to unusual situations,
required to be away from the home for a large part of the day,
homeless, in an emergency situation. Children may also get child care in conjunction with protective services to keep them safe,
or as part of child preventative services to keep them from entering foster care.
For a more detailed description of child care services and requirements, see Section F, Child Care, in this book. 2. Preventive services to children and families, - services given to children and families to safely keep the family together and to prevent foster care placement, or to safely return the children from foster care as soon as possible. These services may include,
beginning of next page, LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis REV 05/11, close parenthesis,
child care, parent training and counseling, housing services, open parenthesis, to enable discharge from foster care, close parenthesis, homemaker, housekeeper, parent aid, emergency cash, goods, shelter, or other essential items, clinical services including drug abuse and alcohol abuse treatment, respite care for a crisis situation including AIDS/HIV, transportation. Other services may also be available. There is no income limit to get these services. It is possible that fees could be charged for certain of these services, although that is usually not done.
3. Foster care.
Voluntary placement. Voluntary placement of a child into foster care is available to provide out-of-home care and services
when circumstances or conditions exist
that affect the health and safety of the child, to help meet certain parent and child services needs, or if the parents has surrendered the child for adoption. Birth family / legal guardians, - services given to birth parents or legal guardians of a child who is placed in foster care may include counseling, arranging visits between the child and parents / legal guardians, services to help safely return the child home as soon as possible, aftercare for children who have been discharged from foster care, foster parents - families who want to provide foster care for a child must apply and be certified, open parenthesis, non-relative of a child, close parenthesis, or approved,
open parenthesis, child's relative,
close parenthesis. Foster parents must undergo a New York State and national criminal background check and meet a number of other licensing requirements and are required to attend training prior to certification or approval. Once certified or approved upon placement of a child in their care, foster parents will receive monthly payments toward the cost of caring for the foster child, including clothing allowance, medical assistance for the foster child, including appropriate waiver services for eligible foster children. Foster parents may receive as appropriate child care for the foster child if the foster parent has a job or is involved in other activities approved by the local Department of Social Services.
Respite services where appropriate. 4. Adoption.
A. Period. Services given to the birth parent, parent, or legal guardian, guardians of a child who is being adopted may include assistance in planning for the child, arranging for the surrender of the custody and guardianship of the child to the agency, medical, social, counseling, and casework services,
assistance regarding the rights and interests of birth fathers of out-of-wedlock children.
Period. B. Services given to families who want to adopt a child may include help in finding a child to adopt, training relating to parenting of an adopted child, home study, post-adoption services. Families who want to adopt a child must apply and will be accepted for an adoption study. The priority given to the family's application for an adoption study will be based on the characteristics of the children awaiting adoption
and the interest that the prospective adoptive parent or parents expresses in adopting children with these characteristics.
In addition, once a child is placed with you for adoption, adoption assistance in the form of extra money, open parenthesis, adoption subsidies, close parenthesis, and medical assistance may be provided to support children who are handicapped or considered, quote, hard to place, unquote. There may also be one-time payments for non-recurring costs of adoption. Beginning of next page, page 32, LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis, REV07/16, close parenthesis. 5. Period. Teenage pregnancy programs and unmarried parent services-social services to help pregnant teens and unmarried parents may include education and parent training, medical and legal help, counseling, employment help, family planning, transportation, housing, health care and nutrition, placement and foster care, open parenthesis, a minor mother under age 18 and her baby may be placed in foster care together with the minor mother retaining custody of her child, close parenthesis, child care. 6. Period. Domestic violence, open parenthesis, physical or emotional abuse, or threat of abuse, close parenthesis, dash. Services given to a family or household members with or without children to help them with physical or emotional abuse, or threats of physical abuse or emotional abuse. You may be able to get help with finding a safe place to stay, transitional housing, medical care, assistance with legal issues, counseling, finding a job, child care, transportation, advocacy services. There is no income limit to get these services. 7. Period. Preventive services for adults. Dash. Services given to single adults 18 years of age and older, or to families without children under age 18. These services may include counseling, support and referral services to prevent or delay having to get long-term care outside the home. 8. Period. Protective services for adults. Services given to individuals 18 years of age or older who are physically or mentally impaired, have been harmed or are at risk of harm, cannot protect themselves, and have no one able and willing to responsibly help them. These services may include providing prompt response and investigation of referrals of abuse, neglect, or exploitation, assessing the individual situation and services needed, arranging for appropriate alternate living arrangements in the community where appropriate, help getting legal assistance, help getting medical care, homemaker or housekeeper slash chore services for a limited time, helping with managing money, help obtaining other benefits or services, guardianship, counseling. There is no income limit to get these services. 9. Period. Residential placement services for adults. Dash. Services given to individuals 18 years of age and older who are mentally or physically impaired and need supervised living outside their own homes. These services include finding family-type homes in the community which can take care of these adults, assisting adults in finding homes that will meet their level of need, providing supportive services for the adults who are placed in these homes. 10. Period. Housing improvement services.
Dash. Services to help with
home repairs and maintenance, working out problems with landlords or neighbors, getting help from local housing or legal aid agencies, finding a place to stay if necessary. 11. Period. Home management services. Dash. Services to help with learning about budgets, fixing good meals, caring for children, health care, and home care. Beginning of next page, page 33, LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis, REV07/16, close parenthesis, 12th period, housekeeper/chore services, services to help with chores such as shopping, light housework, simple repairs and errands when you or a child or adult caretaker is ill, disabled, or absent. 13th period, homemaker services, dash services to help with personal care, home management, and household tasks from a trained homemaker when you or a child or adult caretaker is ill, disabled, or absent. 14th period, kinship, caregiver, and kinship navigator programs. There's a statewide network of community-based supportive programs and a telephone hotline that provides services for kinship caregivers and their kin, whether or not the children are in foster care. See the question and answer, quote, if I am the caregiver of a child who lives with me and who is not my biological or adopted child, and I need additional help or resources to care for the child, can you tell me where to find them? Unquote. In the middle of
Section A, temporary assistance in this book.
15th period.
Other services you may be able to get. Education services, employment services, family planning services, information and referral services, health-related services, social group services for senior citizens, transportation services. Q period. What if I emergency services are needed to protect adults, children, or other family members? A period. The following are some services you can get to help you with an emergency. If you live outside of New York City, your local Department of Social Services may be able to help you in addition to the help that you can get by calling the phone numbers listed below. If you live in New York City, call or visit your local job center or look for the Human Resources Administration, open parenthesis, HRA, close parenthesis, or Administration for Children's Services, open parenthesis, ACS, close parenthesis, listings in the government pages of the telephone book for your borough. Call the number listed for the type of help you need. You can also get help by calling the phone numbers listed below. There is no income limit to get these services. Child protection services given to children under the age of 18 who are abused or maltreated and to their families. If you have reasonable cause to suspect that a child has been abused or maltreated, call the statewide Central Register of Child Abuse and Maltreatment toll-free 1-800-342-3720. If a report is registered, an investigation will be conducted and as appropriate services offered to the family to protect the child, children. It is also appropriate to call a statewide Central Register of Child Abuse or Maltreatment if you have concerns about possible abuse or neglect that may have occurred in a residential child care setting. You may call toll-free 1-800-342-3720 to discuss your concerns. If a report is registered, an investigation will be conducted at the residential child care program. If you are in Monroe County, open parenthesis, Rochester and vicinity, close parenthesis, or Onondaga County, open parenthesis, Syracuse and vicinity, close parenthesis, there's a local number you can call instead if you have concerns about child abuse or maltreatment in either family or a residential child care setting. It is 461-5690 in Monroe County and 422-9701 in Onondaga County. Adult protection services given to individuals 18 years of age or older who are physically or mentally impaired, have been harmed or may be at risk of harm, cannot protect themselves and have no one who is able and willing to help them. To make a referral or report suspected adult abuse, neglect, or exploitation, please call your local protective services for adults, open parenthesis, PSA, close parenthesis, unit directly at your local Department of Social Services. You may call toll-free 1-800-342-3009, open parenthesis, press option 6, close parenthesis, to obtain the phone number to reach your local PSA unit. Domestic violence, open parenthesis, physical or emotional abuse or threat of abuse, close parenthesis, services given to a family and other household members with or without children to help them with problems of physical or emotional abuse or the threat of physical or emotional abuse. Beginning of next page, page 34. LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis, REV07/16, close parenthesis. To get information and referrals to your local domestic violence services provider, you may call the following numbers toll-free 24 hours a day. In New York City, call 1-800-621-HOPE, open parenthesis, 1-800-621-4673, close parenthesis. In any other area of New York State, call the NYS Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-942-6906, open parenthesis, Spanish-speaking call, 1-800-942-6908, close parenthesis. A services caseworker can also arrange for you to get this information. Section H, Other Benefits. 1, period, Supplemental Security Income, open parenthesis, SSI, close parenthesis. If you are certified blind, certified disabled, or age 65 or older, and your income and resources are below certain limits, you may be able to get money from Supplemental Security Income Program. You can apply for Supplemental Security Income at your nearest Social Security office. Most people who get Supplemental Security Income also get medical assistance. 2, period, Interim Assistance, dash, you may be able to get money called Interim Assistance through the Safety Net Assistance Programs if you have applied for Supplemental Security Income, open parenthesis, SSI, close parenthesis, but your application has not been approved or denied. You are appealing a denial or suspension of your SSI. You are appealing a termination of your SSI because SSA determined you were no longer eligible. This interim assistance will stop once you start getting your SSI or when your SSI is reinstated. The Social Security Administration, open parenthesis, SSA, close parenthesis, will reimburse some or all of the interim assistance owed directly to the local Department of Social Services. From any retroactive SSI benefits you are eligible to receive, to get interim assistance, you must sign an interim assistance reimbursement, open parenthesis, IAR, close parenthesis, authorization. You must sign a new authorization consistent with NYS rules if you reapply for SSI after this authorization terminates, or if you file a new SSI claim while you have an SSI application or appeal pending. This authorization gives the SSA permission to repay the agency for interim assistance paid to you. If you live outside of New York City, you may apply for interim assistance at your local Department of Social Services. If you live in New York City, call or visit your local Income Support Center. Q, period, what is interim assistance? A, period, interim assistance is payments you receive from Safety Net Assistance, open parenthesis, SNA, close parenthesis, funds for basic expenses such as shelter utilities and fuel when you have applied for Supplemental Security Income, open parenthesis, SSI, close parenthesis, but the Social Security Administration, open parenthesis, SSA, close parenthesis, has not yet made a decision on your pending application. You have been receiving SSI payments, but they were stopped incorrectly and then are paid to you retroactively. This is called post-eligibility interim assistance. Q, period, do I have to repay interim assistance? A, period, yes, you must repay interim assistance. The law requires repayment to prevent people from receiving both temporary assistance, open parenthesis, TA, close parenthesis, benefits, and SSI benefits for the same period. Q, period, for what months must I pay back the interim assistance I received? A, period, if you receive SNA benefits while your SSI application was pending, you must repay for the months beginning with the first month you were eligible to receive an SSI payment and ending in the month your SSI payments actually began, or the following month if the local Department of Social Services cannot stop your last TA payment. If you receive post-eligibility interim assistance, you must repay beginning with the first day of the month for which retroactive SSI payments are paid and ending in the month your SSI payments actually began, or the following month if the local Department of Social Services cannot stop your last TA payment. Q, period, how is interim assistance repaid to the local Department of Social Services? A, period, the Social Security Administration, open parenthesis, SSA, close parenthesis, will pay the interim assistance directly to the local Department of Social Services from any retroactive SSI benefits you are eligible to receive. Beginning of next page, page 35, LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis, REV, 07/16, close parenthesis. Q period, how does the SSA get permission to reimburse the local Department of Social Services for interim assistance? A period, you give the SSA permission when you sign the temporary assistance application or recertification form or the mail-in recertification / eligibility questionnaire. Q period, how does SSA determine how much of my SSI money to pay the local Department of Social Services district? A period, SSA looks at the amount of money the state claims and also looks at the amount of your retroactive SSI money that can be used to repay the state. SSA matches the months you received interim assistance and the months you received SSI payments. After this matching, SSA pays the amount for each month claimed by the local Department of Social Services district. Q period, how will I receive any balance from my retroactive SSI payment? A period, after the SSA reimburses the local Department of Social Services for interim assistance owed, SSA will send you a notice explaining how they will pay you any remaining SSI money. If you have questions about your SSI payments or any other questions, you can contact your local SSA office or call 1-800-772-1213. Q period. What happens if the amount of my first retroactive SSI payment is not enough to pay back all the interim assistance received? A period. The local Department of Social Services will not collect any more money from your SSI payments. The local Department of Social Services can only be repaid interim assistance by the SSA from your retroactive SSI payment. They cannot collect from any other SSI payments. Q period. How long does the interim assistance reimbursement authorization last? A period. The authorization is in effect for any SSI application or appeal you have pending at the time you apply for TA. The authorization is in effect for 12 months beginning with the date the local Department of Social Services correctly notifies SSA through an electronic system that they received the authorization. However, if you file for an SSI appeal within the time permitted under SSA's regulations, the authorization will remain in effect even beyond the 12-month period. The authorization ends when your SSI claim is completely decided. SSA first pays you,
or you and the state agree to terminate the authorization.
You must sign a new authorization consistent with NYS rules if you reapply for SSI after this authorization terminates, or if you file a new SSI claim while you have an SSI application or appeal pending. Q period. How long is the interim assistance reimbursement authorization in effect for a post-eligibility retroactive payment? A period. The authorization is in effect for 12 months beginning with the date the local Department of Social Services notifies SSA through an electronic system that the local Department of Social Services has received the authorization.
However, if you file for an SSI administrative or judicial review
within the time permitted under SSA's regulations, the authorization will remain in effect even beyond the 12-month period.
Unit.
SSA makes the initial SSI post-eligibility payment following a suspension or termination of your SSI benefits, or SSA makes a final determination on your appeal, or you and the local Department of Social Services both agree to terminate the authorization. You must sign a new authorization consistent with NYS rules if you reapply for SSI after this authorization terminates, or if you file a new SSI claim while you have an SSI application or appeal pending. Q period.
Where do I get interim assistance reimbursement authorization?
A period. At your local Department of Social Services. Q period. What can I do if I think the local Department of Social Services made a mistake in the amount of interim assistance I received, or made a mistake about the amount of interim assistance I got back? A period. You can request a fair hearing. You must follow the fair hearing instructions listed in Book 1, quote, what you should know about your rights and responsibilities, unquote, open parenthesis LDSS-4148A, close parenthesis. Beginning of next page, page 36, LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis REV-07/16, close parenthesis. Q period, what is a protective filing date for SSI benefits? A period, temporary assistance, open parenthesis, TA, close parenthesis, applicants and recipients who apply for SSI within 60 days of signing a TA application or recertification form may be entitled to a, quote, protective filing date, unquote, given by the SSA. The SSA may treat the TA application or recertification date as the SSI application date under the, quote, protected filing date, unquote, rule. If the SSA establishes a protected filing date, this may give an SSI applicant up to 2 extra months of SSI. 3. Period work supports. The programs and benefits described in sections A, open parenthesis, temporary assistance, close parenthesis, B, open parenthesis, medical assistance, close parenthesis, C, open parenthesis, child support, close parenthesis, D, open parenthesis, food stamps, benefits, close parenthesis, E, open parenthesis, transitional help, close parenthesis, F, open parenthesis, child care, close parenthesis, and this section H, open parenthesis, other benefits, close parenthesis, can be very helpful if you are struggling to make ends meet, particularly if you are working. Also, if your earnings are less than
$41,646
per year, open parenthesis. The new EITC threshold for 2 children married filing jointly, close parenthesis. You may be able to bring home more money to support yourself slash your family by filing your tax returns and getting the tax credits you are eligible for. Earned income credit. If you are working or worked last year, you may be able to get additional money from the state and federal earned income tax credit, open parenthesis, EITC, close parenthesis. In order to get these credits, you must file tax returns even if you do not owe any taxes. To get the earned income tax credits, open parenthesis, EITC, close parenthesis, federal, open parenthesis, EITC, close parenthesis, you must file a federal income tax return using either the 1040 or 1040A form and the form schedule, open parenthesis, EITC, close parenthesis, open parenthesis. Only workers who are not raising children may use form 1040EZ to claim the federal EIC, close parenthesis. To get the state, open parenthesis, EITC, close parenthesis, you must file a state income tax return and the state form IT-215. If you had earned income and filed state and federal income tax returns, you may still be eligible for earned income tax credit, open parenthesis, EIC, close parenthesis, from both the state and federal governments. If you owe income tax, the EIC will reduce the amount of tax that you owe. If your EIC exceeds the amount of tax that you owe, you will receive the difference as a refund. Even if you do not owe taxes, you can receive the EIC. If you are eligible for the EIC and you would like the money spread out over the whole year, open parenthesis, advance payments, close parenthesis, and get a reduced EIC at the end of the year, ask for a, quote, W-5, unquote, is, open parenthesis, EIC advance payment certification, close parenthesis, from your employer. Fill it out and return it to your employer. Child tax credit.
The federal child tax credit can be worth up to $1,000
for each qualifying child under the age of 17. New York State has its own version of the child tax credit called the Empire State Child Credit. Workers can claim a credit equal to the greater of
$100 times the number of children who qualify for the federal child tax credit,
or 33% of their federal child tax credit. A working family can claim both of these credits in addition to the EITCs. Non-custodial parent, open parenthesis, NCP, close parenthesis. New York State EITC dash this New York State child credit is available to non-custodial parents if the following qualifications are met. Be a New York State resident, taxpayer, be between the ages of 18 and 65, be a non-custodial parent and have a child, children, that does not reside with him or her. Have a child support order through New York State Support Collection Unit, open parenthesis, SCU, close parenthesis, for at least 1/2 year and have paid 100% of the current amount of child support due for any tax year in which the NCP EITC is claimed. Child and Dependent Care Credit, dash, the Federal Child and Dependent Care Credit is a tax
benefit that helps families pay for child care
for at least one child under the age of 13. It can also help families that must pay for the care of a spouse or adult depending who is incapable of caring for himself or herself. The credit can be worth as much as
$1,050
for families with one child or dependent in care and up to
$2,100
for families with more than one child or dependent in care. The New York State Child and Dependent Care Credit is a minimum of 20%
and as much as 110% of the federal credit dependent upon the amount of NYS adjusted gross income.
Home Energy Assistance Program, open parenthesis, HEAP, close parenthesis, Women, Infants, and Children, open parenthesis, WIC, close parenthesis, and School Breakfast and Lunch Meals. Education Credits, dash, there are two education credits that may be claimed by each eligible student. HOPE Credit, this credit applies for the first two taxable years of post-secondary education.
$1,800 is the maximum credit per student that may be claimed.
Lifetime Learning Credit. This credit is available for students at any point in their post-secondary education. The maximum credit is
$2,000 for one household,
regardless of the number of eligible students in the family. Get connected to My Benefits. Beginning of next page, page 37, LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis REV07/16, close parenthesis. Anyone in New York can visit a new website,
www.mybenefits.ny.gov,
to find out if they might qualify for food stamp benefits, earned income tax
credits, child and dependent care credits, and other programs designed to help low-income working households make ends meet.
It will also provide information on where and how to apply. The site will be expanded regularly to allow screening for other programs.
For a period.
Home Energy Assistance Program, open parenthesis, HEAP, close parenthesis, dash, the Home Energy Assistance Program can help you with heating and utility costs and certain essential heating equipment repairs.
You may be able to get home energy assistance if
you receive temporary assistance, you receive food stamp benefits, your income is at or below current guidelines, you receive supplemental security income, open parenthesis, SSI, close parenthesis. You do not need to have a heating or utility emergency in order to get HEAP.
Five, period.
Grants of assistance to guide dogs. Dash, if you are able to get, open parenthesis, SSI, close parenthesis, and use a guide dog, you may be able to get money to buy food for your dog if you live outside of New York City. You can apply for this money at your local Department of Social Services. If you live in New York City, call or visit your local job center.
Six,
period. Lifeline, dash, if your income is low, you may be able to get a telephone discount service called Lifeline
for a little more than $1 a month.
You may be able to get Lifeline if you get temporary assistance, medical assistance, food stamp benefits, home energy assistance, supplemental security income, open parenthesis, SSI, close parenthesis. For information on Lifeline, call your telephone services provider.
Seven, period.
WIC, open parenthesis, the special supplemental program
for women, infants, and children, close parenthesis.
Dash, if you have little or no income, are pregnant, breastfeeding, or have children up to age 5 and are at nutritional risk, the WIC program may be able to help you. The WIC program provides helpful information about nutrition and the importance of eating healthy foods. The WIC program provides checks which can be exchanged in participating stores for infant formula, milk, juice, eggs, cheese, cereal, peanut butter, dried peas, and beans. For more information about the WIC program and where you can apply, call 1-800-522-5006.
8, period. Burial.
Dash, the local Department of Social Services provides for burial when a temporary assistance recipient or other person dies, leaving no funds or insurance sufficient to pay the burial cost, and there are no relatives, friends, or other persons liable or willing to take responsibility for the burial expense. This is true only if the local Department of Social Services limit for the cost of burial is not exceeded. Sometimes relatives and friends make burial arrangements for a person. They might be eligible for some reimbursement provided that no more has been spent on the burial than the local Department of Social Services allows. Application may be made for burial or for a limited burial reimbursement at the burial unit or resource unit of your local Department of Social Services. Contact the agency to find out where you should apply and what the limit is on the length of time you have to apply. Do not make arrangements with the funeral director until you find out the county limit
on how much may be spent
on an indigent burial.
9, period.
Voter registration. You have a right to obtain an application for voter registration
to receive assistance in filling out the application.
and to file the application for forwarding to the appropriate local board of elections at any government office, accept the applications for benefits described in this book. For further information, call the State Board of Elections toll-free 1-800-367-8683 or 1-800-533-8683, open parenthesis, TDD, close parenthesis, for the hearing impaired.
10, period.
Veteran benefits, dash. If you ever served in the United States military, open parenthesis, including National Guard or Reserves, if ever ordered to active duty by the President, close parenthesis, and were discharged under the other than dishonorable conditions, there are an array of social, economic, and vocational benefits and services you may be entitled to receive through the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. These include, but not are limited to, the following. Healthcare services, substance abuse treatment, service-connected disability compensation, educational benefits, non-service-connected disability benefits, vocational rehabilitation, family and survivor benefits, employment services. Beginning of next page, page 38, LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis, REV-07/16, close parenthesis. If you are a, quote, low-income, unquote, veteran in receipt of SSI or have otherwise been determined to be permanently and totally disabled and served a minimum of 90 days with at least one day during a period of war, you may be eligible to receive a monthly benefit from the VA that is significantly more than SSI, even if your disability is not the result of military service. If you are age 65 or older and meet the above service requirements, you could also qualify even if you are not disabled. Veterans suffering from an illness, disease, or injury they feel was incurred or aggravated as a result of military service should pursue eligibility for service-connected compensation benefits, even if the condition was not diagnosed until years later, such as those who served in Vietnam and have since been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, prostate cancer, respiratory cancers, or Hodgkin's disease, to name just a few. For more information about the above or other available benefits and services, contact a federal, state, or county veteran benefits counselor today. Counselors are available to assist you at no cost. To locate one nearest you, call 1-888-VETS-NYS, open parenthesis, 1-888-838-7697, close parenthesis. Section I, People with Disabilities. Q, period. Can I get help from the local Department of Social Service office if I am disabled and cannot go to the local Department of Social Services office or do other things the local Department of Social Services may want me to do? A, period. If you have a physical or mental condition that substantially limits what you are able to do, you may have rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act and Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. Some examples of physical or mental conditions include, but are not limited to, loss of hearing or vision, inability to move around easily, a learning disability, mental retardation, history of drug or alcohol addiction, depression. Q, period. If I am disabled and cannot go to the social service office or do what the local Department of Social Service asked me to do, what should I do? A, period. If you cannot do something we asked you to do, we may help you do it or find a different way for you to meet the rules or we may change what you have to do. This is called reasonable accommodations. If you have a disability and you need reasonable accommodations, you can let us know.
Here are some of the ways we can help.
A person with a disability. If you are not able to come to our office, we can give you the address of another office location that is accessible.
Or tell you another way that can get access to our social services programs.
We may also be able to call or visit if you are not able to come to our office.
We can tell you what a letter that you have gotten from us means.
We can help you develop an employability plan that allows you to work even though you have a disability, or we can help if you cannot do something in your plan. We can help you appeal a denial of benefits such as Supplemental Security Income, open parenthesis, SSI, close parenthesis. If you need some other kind of help, let your worker know. Q, period. Can I just tell the local Department of Social Services that I need help to find a different way to meet the rules to get benefits I need? A, period. Yes. You can tell the local Department of Social Services that you need help.
But the help to find a different way to meet the rules, open parenthesis, reasonable accommodation, close parenthesis, is for individuals who meet the necessary eligibility requirements for receiving services or
participation in the program or activity and who qualify for protection under the ADA. Those are people who have a physical or mental limitation that prevents them from doing certain activities. The local Department of Social Services may ask a person who requests a reasonable accommodation under the ADA to provide documentation or to take part in initial screening and further assessment processes to identify possible disabilities and limitations to ensure that appropriate reasonable accommodations and other services are provided. Q period. What if the local Department of Social Services finds a different way for me to meet the program rules, but I don't like that way? A period. If the local Department of Social Service finds a way for you to meet the rules and get the benefits that you need, open parenthesis, reasonable accommodation, close parenthesis, but you refuse that way, you may be found ineligible for the program and benefits you need, or you may get less of the benefit you need. For example, although drug addiction is a disability under the beginning of next page, page 39, LDSS-4148, open parenthesis, REV07/16, close parenthesis. ADA, a local social service district, may withhold services or benefits when an addict is currently and illegally using drugs or abusing alcohol and refuses to take part in required screening for alcohol and/or substance abuse. If the local Department of Social Services finds you ineligible for the program and benefits you need, or decides that you should get less of them, you will get a notice telling you about your application and your benefits, and if your benefits are denied or reduced, or your case is closed. Q period. Will I automatically be eligible for the programs of the local Department of Social Service if I am disabled? A period. You cannot be denied benefits only because you are disabled, but you may be ineligible for a benefit that you want for the same reasons that a non-disabled person is ineligible. For example, if your income is above the limit for the program or programs and benefits you want, you will not be eligible. Q period. What if I disagree with a decision of the local Department of Social Services? A period. You can request a fair hearing if you do not agree with the decision of the local Department of Social Services. To request a fair hearing, follow the instructions listed in the quote your rights unquote section of book 1, open parenthesis, LDSS-4148A, close parenthesis, open parenthesis, quote, what you should know about your rights and responsibilities, unquote, close parenthesis, which you receive at the same time that you receive this book. Q period. What can I do if I think I've been discriminated against? A period. Discrimination by the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, open parenthesis, OTDA, close parenthesis, by the New York State Department of Health, open parenthesis, DOH, close parenthesis, by the New York State Office of Children and Family Services, open parenthesis, OCFS, close parenthesis, by the New York State Department of Labor, open parenthesis, DOL, close parenthesis, or by your local Department of Social Services based on race, religion, ethnic background, marital status, disability, sex, national origin, political belief, or age is illegal. If you think you have been discriminated against, you should follow the instructions listed in the quote, your rights, unquote, section of book 1, open parenthesis, LDSS-4148A, close parenthesis, quote, what you should know about your rights and responsibilities, unquote, which you received at the same time you received this book. Section J, immunizations. Immunizations have reduced and in some cases eliminated many diseases that routinely killed or harmed many infants,
children, and adults.
However, the viruses and bacteria that cause preventable disease and death still exist and can be passed on to people who are not protected by immunizations. Immunizations are the single most important way parents can protect their children against the following childhood diseases: diphtheria, hemophilus, influenza type B, open parenthesis, HIV, close parenthesis, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, measles,
pneumococcal disease, open parenthesis, pneumonia, close parenthesis,
rotavirus, human papilloma virus, open parenthesis, HPV, close parenthesis, mumps, pertussis, open parenthesis, whooping cough, close parenthesis, rubella, open parenthesis, German measles, close parenthesis,
tetanus, open parenthesis, lockjaw, close parenthesis,
varicella, open parenthesis, chickenpox, close parenthesis, influenza, open parenthesis, flu, close parenthesis, meningococcal meningitis. Section K, electronic benefit transfer, open parenthesis, EBT, close parenthesis. Q period. What is EBT? A period. EBT is electronic benefit transfer. This refers to the method by which your temporary assistance and/or food stamp benefits are issued to you. with electronic benefit transfer, open parenthesis, EBT, close parenthesis. Recipients will have accounts set up for food stamp benefits and or slash temporary assistance benefits. These benefits are electronically transferred into your account or accounts on your benefit availability dates. Q, period, how do I access my benefits? A, period, you will receive a common benefit identification card, open parenthesis, CBIC, close parenthesis, that you will use to access your temporary assistance, food stamp benefits, and medical assistant benefits. The common benefit identification card, open parenthesis, CBIC, close parenthesis, may be used to get cash at automated teller machines, open parenthesis, ATMs, close parenthesis, that display the Quest logo. To buy food at any store where the Quest logo is displayed, beginning of next page, page 40, LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis REV07/16, close parenthesis. To make cash purchases at participating EBT locations to access medical benefits, you will receive receipts for all your cash and food stamp benefits transactions. These receipts will show the amount of transaction and the balance remaining in your cash account or food stamp benefits account. Keep your receipt to make sure it matches the transaction you authorized and help you keep track of your account balances. Q, period, what is a PIN? A, period, PIN stands for personal identification number, open parenthesis, PIN, close parenthesis. Your PIN is a four-digit number that was either assigned to you or that you choose. Your PIN is equal to your electronic signature and should always be kept secret. Remember, if someone has your common benefit identification card, open parenthesis, CBIC, close parenthesis, and knows your PIN, they can access all of your benefits. These benefits will not be replaced. It is your responsibility to keep your card safe and your PIN secret. You may change your PIN at any time. Note, if your common benefit identification card, open parenthesis, CBIC, close parenthesis, needs to be replaced, you can continue to use the same personal identification number, open parenthesis, PIN, close parenthesis. Q, period, how can I change my personal identification number, open parenthesis, PIN, close parenthesis. A, period, you have three options. Call customer service toll free 1-888-328-6399. Go to your local Department of Social Services and choose a new personal identification number, open parenthesis, PIN, close parenthesis. Go online via the internet to the EBT account website at www.ebtaccount.jpmorgan.com. Q, period, my CBIC card, how does it work and what kind of information does it contain? A, period, the back of your CBIC has a black magnetic stripe. When the card is inserted or swiped through the card opening at the ATM or retailer point of sale, open parenthesis, POS, close parenthesis, device, the machine, quote, reads unquote information coded into the stripe on your card, which in turn initiates a transaction with your food stamp benefits or cash account. In order for a transaction to be completed, your PIN must be entered. The back of your card also contains the toll-free EBT customer service number, open parenthesis, 1-888-328-6399, close parenthesis. The front of your card contains your name, your 19-digit card number, your date of birth, your client identification number, open parenthesis, CIN, close parenthesis, and may contain your photo. Q, period, when should I contact my worker about my benefits? A, period, you should contact your local Department of Social Services worker regarding the following questions or problems. Questions about the food stamp benefits for which I am eligible, including benefit amounts and frequency. To report changes in your circumstances that may affect your benefits, for replacement of a lost, damaged, or stolen common benefit identification card, open parenthesis, CBIC, close parenthesis, open parenthesis, after you have called customer service, close parenthesis. Questions about an authorized representative, open parenthesis, a person other than yourself who is able to access your food stamp benefits with your permission, close parenthesis. Q, period, do I have to use my benefits all at once? A, period, no. The benefits in your cash account and food stamp benefit account can carry over from month to month. However, if you do not use your cash account for a period of 90 consecutive days, any cash benefit in your account that is 90 days old or older will be expunged, open parenthesis, removed, close parenthesis, and returned to the agency. You may ask your worker to reissue expunged cash benefits for which you are eligible If your food stamp benefit account goes unused for a period of 365 consecutive days, any benefit in that account which is 365 days old or older will be expunged, open parenthesis, removed, close parenthesis, and will not be reissued. Q period. Are there charges for using my common benefit identification card? Open parenthesis, CBIC, close parenthesis. A period. You may use your card at a point of sale, open parenthesis, POS, close parenthesis device, in a Quest participating store to make purchases from your cash and food stamp accounts at no charge. Some EBT participating stores and retailers will allow customers to get cash back from their cash account. Ask the store about its policy on cash back. If you are getting cash from an ATM machine, you may withdraw money 2 times during each month without having to pay a transaction fee. After the 2 free uses, there will be 50-cent transaction fee taken from your cash account every time you use an ATM to withdraw cash for the rest of the month. In addition, some ATMs impose a surcharge per transaction to withdraw cash. The cost to use the ATM should be clearly posted. To find locations of ATMs that do not surcharge in your area, you may call the EBT locator service toll-free 1-800-289-6739. Beginning of next page, original page 41, LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis, 07/16, close parenthesis. There is never a charge to access your food stamp benefits or medical benefits with your common benefit identification card, open parenthesis, CBIC, close parenthesis. Q period. Will I be able to get any change back from my food stamp account? A period. No. Your food stamp benefits account may only be used to purchase eligible food items at participating stores. No cash will be issued as a result of a food stamp account transaction. Q period. What is electronic benefit transfer, open parenthesis, EBT, close parenthesis, customer service, and what information can they help me with? A period. You may call customer service toll-free 1-888-328-6399, 24 hours a day / 7 days a week, or contact customer services online via the internet at www.ebtaccount.jpmorgan.com. If you have a concern about your benefits with EBT, effective August 15, 2007, the EBT customer service number, open parenthesis, 1-888-328-6399, close parenthesis, will no longer accept calls from public payphones. People with disabilities may use the following relay center numbers. TTY users, 1-800-662-1220. Non-TTY users, 1-800-421-1220. And VCO users, 1-877-826-6977. Most of the questions and answers that follow are examples of how customer service can help you. Q period. What should I do if my common benefit identification card, open parenthesis, CBIC, close parenthesis, is lost, stolen, or does not work? A period. Immediately call EBT customer service toll-free 1-888-328-6399, and they will cancel your lost or stolen card. This will avoid the possibility of someone else being able to use this card. To replace your card, you need to contact your local Department of Social Services. EBT customer service cannot replace the card for you. Q period. How can I find out how much cash or food stamp benefits I have in my accounts? How can I find out where and when I spent my benefits? A period. Call customer service toll free 1-888-328-6399 and the automated response unit, open parenthesis, ARU, close parenthesis, will provide answers to your questions regarding account transactions and balances. When using the automated response unit, open parenthesis, ARU, close parenthesis, be prepared to provide your 19-digit card number found on the front of your common benefit identification card, open parenthesis, CBIC, close parenthesis. You may also access this information online via the internet at www.ebtaccount.jpmorgan.com. Q period. What should be done if I think the account balance on the last receipt is wrong? A period. Contact customer service and compare your last several receipts to the information provided regarding your past account record. Any differences between the account record and your receipts should be reported to a customer service representative toll-free 1-888-328-6399 so that a claim may be investigated. with regard to food that benefits account claims. Your claim will be investigated and resolved within 10 business days from the date you file the claim with customer service. A claim number will be given to you. Remember to write this claim number down because it will be needed when you telephone customer service to check on the progress of the claim. Note, a cash account claim investigation can take up to 30 days from the day you report it to EBT customer service to resolve. For both your cash account and food stamp benefits account, a claim can be taken by EBT customer service only if you report it within 90 days of the date of the account transaction that you want investigated. Q period, can I get a written record of my account? A period, yes. Customer service will provide the last 10 transactions from either your cash account and food stamp benefits account, or you may also request that a customer service representative mail a report of the last 2 months of your transactions to your home. You can also access this information online via the internet at www.ebtaccount.jpmorgan.com. Q period. How can I find the location of ATMs and retailer point of sale, open parenthesis, POS, close parenthesis, devices that do not surcharge to withdraw cash? A period. You may call the EBT locator service toll free 1-800-289-6739. This information is also available from your local Department of Social Service office or via the internet at http://www.otda.state.ny.us/ebt/zips. Q period. What is a quote retailer adjustment unquote? A period. When you buy food with your food stamp benefits account, but a computer error happens and your account is not charged, the store can ask customer service to investigate their claim. If the investigation shows that the store did not get paid from your account will be charged to pay the store for the food you bought. When a retailer adjustment is requested, you will receive a notice about the request. Beginning of next page, page 42, LDSS-4148B, open parenthesis, 07/16, close parenthesis. Q period. Can the state make an adjustment to my cash and slash or food stamp benefits accounts? A period. If as a result of an error in the benefits issuance process, your account is unjustly enriched with a benefit to which you are not entitled, the state may adjust your account to correct the situation. Q period. Can I continue to access my accounts after my case is closed? A period. Yes. Your card will remain active and you will be able to access your accounts as long as there are benefits remaining in the accounts. Q period. If I still have paper food stamp coupons to use, will stores still redeem them? A period. After June 17, 2009, stores will no longer accept paper food stamp coupons. If you have any paper coupons in your possession, you should redeem them at a participating food stamp retailer before that date. End of disc 3 of 3.